It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. It's Thursday, January 5th. Let's get the year right today. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah.
I'll get the year right. 2023. Pretty sure I said 2022 yesterday because that's what's written in my notes. And I'm kind of like Ron Burgundy. I read it as it's written, you know? So I don't know if you know who Ron Burgundy is. Anchorman, the movie?
Yep, all right, absolutely.
Perfect. Perfect. Can't get anything over on Kiwanians. And that's your hint, folks, because we have Kiwanis board members Lisa Theopoulos. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Paul. Thank you.
Everybody knows Lisa. And then Rich was on the show yesterday. That was a long phone call, but it was very welcomed by Dan and myself.
He loves to call in and talk to you guys.
Would you consider yourselves pioneers when it comes to Havasu?
He is.
He is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's been here since 73.
That's what he was saying.
So he saw the first of about everything coming.
That's pioneer territory for sure. Yeah. And then Sandy Robbins is here. Welcome.
Thank you.
The other half of the Fred and Sandy show.
That's right.
Yeah, Fred's doing well. Fred's preparing for the Kiwanis meeting this afternoon, which is in less than an hour. That's why I'm so grateful that you two ladies came in. We're fellow board members, just for transparency to our audience. I'm also a board member at the Lake Havasu Kiwanis, or what is it? Kiwanis Club of Lake Havasu City.
Right. Correct.
Thank you. All right. It's not right in front of me, I told you. If it's not there.
Let's see. Let me write some notes.
I'm
real quick
a radio
for you,
guy.
Paul.
You got to put the notes right in front of me. That's right. So, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to be talking about a lot of things Kiwanis centric here in the first half of the show. And then we'll have Christine Watson on in half number two. And, of course, that's all about what? Clothes closet.
Well, and Havasu Hope.
What is Havasu Hope? That I guess I'll have to, let me put that in my notes and I'll ask her.
Yeah, I hope so, because that's what her new building's called, and that's what the clothes closet's turning into is Havasu Hope.
Oh, nice. That's the charity, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the nonprofit.
Well,
nice.
And so is the clothes closet.
Okay. We'll have to get the 5-0 on that from Christine.
Oh, she'd love to talk about that.
All right. So tonight we've got, I know you're a big sports fan, Sandy, right?
No.
You're not? But your grandkids play. Like,
they all do, yeah.
You're a big volleyball fan.
I'm volleyball, water polo, surfing, I'm in.
College volleyball.
Yes.
Like
yes.
NCAA, they're up
they're
there.
They're good, absolutely.
They're very good. Yeah. Right, right. So tonight we've got NCAA men's basketball, USC at UCLA. Right now they're both in the Pac-12. Next year they're bolting for the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy, isn't it? 7:15 is the start time on that one on the sports station. And then the Suns in the Heat tomorrow night, 8 p.m. That's a home game for the Suns and all of that at 94.3, 100.5, 980 a.m. Or go to kntrsports.com for the entire lineup, including two NFL games on Saturday and three, including our Cardinals, on Sunday. So David Blau is going to start again, is what I'm reading. at quarterback, which is great. I like Blau. I liked him when he was with a couple of other teams too. So, not a starting quarterback, but Colt McCoy is still in concussion protocol. So we'll take what we can get. And I like David Blau. So, and he's a faith-based person. So I really like, he's really centered. So anyway, KNTR Talk will also have programming changes starting on Monday, January 9th, most listeners know that Jim Bohannon retired. He's kind of the after hours, 11 o'clock-ish guy, but he retired, so we're airing all 3 hours of the Dana Show from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Arizona time, Monday through Friday. Then we've got Bill O'Reilly coming back.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly.
Right on.
But it's his one-hour show. It's called No Spin News, and it'll air after Mark Levin from 7 to 8 p.m. Arizona time, Monday through Friday. So how about that? A little Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, boy.
We already carry the O'Reilly updates in the morning and at night. So, all right, let's talk about Kiwanis. Kiwanis, the organization. Most people say, what is Kiwanis when I try to get them to come to a meeting? Well, what's Kiwanis? Right? What is, how do you describe Kiwanis to your friends?
Well, I describe it as an organization that does different projects and different community things to help our children in the community.
Absolutely. And KI, or Kiwanis International, helping, of course, the children of the world.
Right. And they've done some amazing things like the iodine deficiency and that they've solved, and they take on these huge projects. So they really do a lot for the community.
That was a big project for us when I was in the Bullhead City Club.
Right.
Was
right.
The iodine deficiency and all the pennies that
yep.
went and
yep.
A very affordable. Yeah. It was for...
I think it was 7 years internationally that they raised the money.
Childhood
tetanus,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, childhood tetanus, and it affected infants mm-hmm. in the womb, and then when they mm-hmm. Were born, was it just a debilitating disease, mostly for women and children in Africa
right. mm-hmm.
For the first 7 days of life, and it was mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. excruciating pain and ultimately death.
Right.
So hopefully Kiwanis made a dent in that. Did they find a cure? Or?
Well, yeah, I think they did. And just a small amount of the iodine.
The vaccine
mm-hmm. made a huge difference. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So locally, though, we're heavily involved, especially the lady that I'm looking at right here, Lisa Theopolis, with Toys for Tots. No, you can't. People can't see that when you put your hat in front of your face like that. But you do rock the hats, by the way.
Well, thank you, Paul.
I always tell you that. What hat
yes,
is Lisa wearing today? So tell us about this year's effort with Toys for Tots and the partnership with the Marine Corps League.
Well, thank goodness we do have an amazing partnership with the Marine Corps League. This year's biggest challenge was to find a location for our distribution. It literally, I think we got it 1 month, up to the month before when we had to start putting the toys that we were receiving and getting it all together and organized and printed into the information to the schools where we work, you know, the closest with. And it does. Every year's a challenge. Where we're going to be this year was Nick and Tuck.
Tell our audience, either Lisa or Sandy, when does the work start on Toys for Tots? Is it already started for this next December?
Mentally, yes.
Good answer.
And I'd say at least 6 months prior.
And it has started because we had to take all the leftover toys and put them in storage and kind of have an inventory of where we're going to start next year and
yep.
which age groups we had the most. And we have to count all the toys that were left so we kind of know where to start for next year.
Yeah.
What is left?
About 856 toys, I think, something like that.
Really?
Which is actually fantastic because mm-hmm. we've had a lot more than that before. And they're always the ages 3 to 6. People love to buy for those age groups. Mm-hmm. And we get an abundance of especially Barbies, Matchbox cars, and play cars and trucks and that kind of thing. And
right.
baby dolls.
Dolls, a lot of dolls. A
lot of baby dolls. And sometimes they talk to you.
Why do you think that's the age group that has the most toys left over, though?
Because
Is it because the outreach to the schools?
Well, no, it's because when people buy, as a majority, the stuff that we get donated to us is all for those age groups. They don't think about the babies and the 10 and over. And this year, for the 10 and over, we shopped four times and still ran really tight at the end.
When you say you shopped, and I'll ask Sandy this, what do you shop with?
Well, the Marine Corps has a credit card that we use for a lot of the toys, and then Kiwanis raises money also. So what we don't get donated, we use that money to fill in the gaps. And like Lisa said, the hardest one is really like the 10 to 16-year-old boys and girls to find things for them.
The most amazing part, if you look on my Facebook, I took a couple pictures inside the event without showing any of the volunteers. Well, there were a couple volunteers that consented to be shown, that sort of. But the most impressive part is the hallway of bikes. How many bikes did we have this year?
This year, and thank goodness for Havasu 95, they do the most to raise money for our bikes, scooters, skateboards, the little push cart things for the babies. And we had about 175 to 200 pieces.
I thought it was amazing with the boxes that were lined up outside at when folks were waiting for the toys, the bags to be brought out because they're child specific from the schools. But the amazing part were those boxes of toys that they could go through and get two, three, four each for each child.
Yeah, those were the extra extras that, you know, we just end up with an abundance of because people, you know, do donate those things.
You have a lot of people come in that maybe aren't on the list, as I call it, Rich's list when he was outside, and people were coming in, you know, I got the phone call, I don't have my paperwork, I have this, I have that. I know you don't say no to them, but do you have a story of somebody who was so grateful that it just moved you this year or in years past?
Well, this year we had one instance that actually somebody wrote in a letter to the editor about a young girl who has severe autism and several issues. And so we did a very special bag for her. And then we had one year where a gal showed up, and this is a few years ago at the mall, and approached actually my husband who was working at the door, and she had a family that had serious needs, and they just didn't know what they were going to do because they found themselves homeless, and she's trying to help them out.
Oh, those kind of needs.
And,
so they were in special circumstances.
It was just total devastation for her. And her girlfriend was in a predicament. She couldn't get down there to ask. And, you know, some people just don't feel like they can ask. And it's like, that's what we're there for.
Well, it's
if you have that need, don't be embarrassed. You know, it comes in very quietly. You know, people don't have to know who gets what. You know, they get their stuff in black bags. But this one gal, when we filled her up with two different bags, because there was a number of kids for that one, and they had serious health concerns, we all cried.
Oh, really?
It was wow. Very, she bawled. She was so grateful. Stuff like that.
You're breaking up now.
Yeah, so it's those kind of moments where people get, they so appreciate it.
So we have a couple minutes before we go to break. So tell me, what is the process for those people who may have missed the, oh, there was a Toys for Tots this year? I wasn't called. I wasn't on the list. How do they get on the list, as you said, your husband carries outside, which I was a part of because I was one of those line greeters telling people, you know, just have your paperwork ready, that sort of thing. But how do people get on the list?
Well, it's not a getting on the list per se. We put out forms and they go to all the schools, the preschools, everything. And then there are those folks at homeschool and that kind of thing. And they can sign up online through the Marine Corps League. But there's certain criteria. And you start finding people that live out of state. You know, we had one gal that her boyfriend said, oh, well, sign up all my nieces and nephews, and they don't even live here.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of thing. And so we weed them out. We make sure that they live here. They have to have proof of residency. They have to have their ID. If the kids are being homeschooled, we just need something that says that, yes, they're homeschooled. they're not here for, you know, Christmas vacation and just want to give a bag. So there's a, it's quite a process, but we do it, and we do it because we love the kids, and we want to make sure that all the kids we can, that we can service, get to have a Christmas.
What did you get to do this year, Sandy?
Well, besides helping sort the toys, but yeah, during that day is checking off on the list, and so that we've marked it off. And thank goodness for our kids and the Key Club, and they were had names on the bag, so the people that weren't showing up, they were calling them already and then trying to get them to come down. And then we had one final day Monday after the Saturday to try to have the bags. And my husband actually, Fred, delivered some bags, so everybody got their bags.
I posted one picture. There was a local Boy Scout
close
to the city. He was in his full uniform.
Yes, he was.
Is that cool or what?
He worked hard, too.
Yeah, he did.
First year the Kiwanis has actually adopted the Boy Scouts as part of our groups now.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's shift. We'll talk a little bit more about Toys for Tots when we come back. I want to find out how many, the total number of families served. And we'll also talk about a big event coming up, which Kiwanis is one of the partnering agencies on, Balloon Fest.
Yay.
Of course. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie with Kiwanis board members Lisa Theopoulos and Sandy Robbins. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. Lisa chose New Country, so that's what we're going to do. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I was just thinking about you.
Hey, I just got a sign from the Lord. Heard your song the other day, put a smile on my face when I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge of calling you.
Swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you.
That's right. The beer's actually on Rich, right? Is the beer on Rich or what?
Beer's on Rich.
All right. See, there you go. Lisa said it. That's it. That's the law, because we know who the boss is. Right?
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also a friend of the Kiwanis Club. Mojave Mortgage doing good things at our... which tournament was that? He sponsored nearly every hole.
Oh, that was the 5-iron tournament.
The 5-iron. Mojave Mortgage was a big
part
of that.
He did sponsor every hole.
He did. I know he did. I was here.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT. Your company's one source for office technology. Go online to LesOlson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And don't forget the archives if you want to go back and listen, Lisa, are at KNTRTalk.com. Also at the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. A little programming side note, we were talking about Mojave Mortgage. They're on today on Power Hour 2.0, coming up after news and a short break at the top of the hour. That'll be a Power Hour 2.0. Should be Terry Sponder and Chad Hansen from Mojave Mortgage. So there you have it. Also, for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Mojave Valley, Needles, Havasu Heights, and Topoc listeners, any day now, we're going to switch over to 106.5 for those listeners. So you'll have 106.3 in Kingman, 106.5 in Bullhead City, Laughlin, and all those other areas I just mentioned, and 106.7 in Havasu. So you'll have 357. You know what those are, right? Prime numbers.
Yeah.
KNTR Prime. That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about Toys for Tots, just a little tail ender on this. How many families were actually served this year by our Toys for Tots program?
I can't tell you number of families, but number of kids was about 851.
Wow.
Nice number to round off to. And each child got around 6.5 to 8 toys or items.
Mm-hmm.
So they get three regular toys, a game, a book, stocking stuffers, a stuffed animal. You know, there's just all kinds of stuff. And some of those families, depending on how many kids and how big the items were, they could go, it could be three or four bags per family.
Oh, I saw that.
And then if they added bikes, then you hope they had a really big vehicle.
Oh, right, right. And those volunteers from the Key Club, the Boy Scouts, mm-hmm. all the organizations that helped, they were the ones carrying the bags out for people.
Yep.
And retrieving those bags because they're all in separate rooms.
Yep.
It takes a big facility to do that.
Absolutely.
Because you have all the different schools that are mm-hmm. separated into different rooms or areas like we had not this past year, but the year before. Mm-hmm. But you have to have them all together. You have to categorize them in order to find them when it's for 851 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about Balloon Fest. And Kiwanis last year benefited greatly from Balloon Fest. We should probably thank Jim Day and those people who made the decision to help Kiwanis.
And Steve Ticknor,
yeah.
who's the
and
head
Steve
of
Ticknor,
it.
Steve Ticknor, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, right. Thank you so much. And anyway, what is Kiwanis involved with this year as far as Balloon Fest-centered events? How's that?
Well, I've got the golf tournament, which is coming up the 14th.
Because you love golf tournaments.
I love throwing them. I can throw a party. I cannot hit that ball off that tee for anything. And then Sandy's got the 5K, 10K. Her husband Fred's got he's the Iceman.
Iceman.
And then we have the paper balloons that the Kiwanians are doing. Nancy and Jeannie, thank you and your crew. We're adding a cornhole.
Right.
There's a cornhole tournament?
Yep. We're adding a cornhole tournament.
Professional.
We were asked, and so we are.
Yep.
Chad, if you're listening, you guys got to enter.
Oh, yeah. Chad, be a sponsor for that one.
No, he's got a new guy that'll just tear it up
in
a cornhole tournament.
Okay, well, this is a really...
That's awesome.
In fact, if he and Tracy team up, they could possibly win that tournament. That's a big deal.
There you go.
They're very, very good at it. So
that's cool.
So the golf tournament is January 14th. It's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about it. We have about two, maybe 3 minutes left.
Well, it's kind of the same format that all of our tournaments are. We're going to try something a little different, weather permitting. And if I can make it work, and we're going to do a ball drop, and probably the new thing that we've added is a cornhole pitch. So you got to pitch your golf ball through the cornhole. But
it's difficult. I manned that at the 5-iron.
Yeah.
That
well, we're gonna try to do it if we can squeeze it into this. But our ball drop, if weather permitting, we're gonna do from a tethered balloon.
That'll be cool.
So that's just something I came up with.
The ball drop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean the
everybody,
ball drop?
You know, anybody who wants to buys a golf ball and it's got a number on it and there's a whole list of them. And we put them up. We've done them in scissor lifts. We've done them in man baskets on cranes. We've done backhoes. So many things that go up. Anything that goes up in the air, and we can drop it over a hole.
Uh-huh.
And whoever gets their ball in that hole wins half the prize. If more than one, then they split their half.
Oh, that was my next question.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So what about the 5K, 10K fun run walk?
Oh, it's going to be spectacular this year. We've added a 10K for the first year. We have shirts for the first time. So when you sign up and you pick up your packet on Friday at early registration, you get a shirt. We have sponsors on the back. We had an artist do the front. We have goodie bags, lots of good things going on.
What are the prizes? Are you doing medals again?
We have gorgeous medals with the balloon on there. And you can register at HavasuBalloonFestival.com. And then you go to events, and you see 5K, 10K, and you should sign up because it's going to fill up fast. We have a lot of people signing up, and we're really looking forward. You can either walk, run. You can do the 5K, 10K. It's going to be a great event.
Did we mention where?
It's obviously it's at Windsor Park, Windsor 4.
Okay.
That's where we're starting, and we're going to have balloons and coffee and all kinds of fun stuff.
Can folks sign up at the event?
They can, but I highly recommend signing up online ahead of time. If you look in the paper, my number's in there. You can call, you can email. If you want to email anything, it's just hbffrun@gmail.com. We can answer any questions, and, of course, the balloon store answers questions.
We have pretty smart listeners that that listen with a pen in their hand to write down numbers. I'm not even kidding.
Good.
So Sandy's number is 909-226-2747. Or your number, Lisa, for the golf tournament.
928-733-0876.
Perfect. I think that's the one that's on the Kiwanis PSA that's running. You get a lot of calls from that? You used to.
No. In fact, I think that might even be the general number that Dave gets to
handle. Our president, of course, I have to thank him. David Lane,
yes.
President
mm-hmm.
of the Kiwanis Club of Lake Havasu City, who helped coordinate this guest spot because I was stuck for a guest. But I can always depend on Kiwanis, just like the kids in the community can, right?
Right. There you go.
All right. You guys got a meeting to get to?
We do.
Same
so
meeting
do
I got to go to right as the show ends. This meeting starts at noon, folks, if you want to attend. You can attend three free meetings, right?
Right.
It's at Mackay Cafe every Thursday at 12 o'clock, high noon. All right. Speaking of high noon, here's Beer for My Horses, little Toby Keith, right?
Great song.
Right, little Toby and Willie. Back with more in a moment. We'll have Christine Watson on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune and we'll all meet back.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Our next guest is here. Yay! One of my favorite guests, Christine Watson Buntemeyer. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Buntemeyer. Perfect.
You probably say that about all your guests.
No, just the ones who bring me stuff, because this calendar, Christine brought me the new Lake Havasu City, Arizona 2023 calendar.
With the events in it.
That you put together with Havasu events?
Yes. Look in January.
But this, whenever you bring me new stuff or free stuff, folks, for those of you who are new listeners, the old listeners will tell you that makes you my new best friend.
I remember that every time I come in.
Do you? For the day. Not forever. Just
Aww.
For the day. No.
Just for the day?
But you and I, it's kind of different. So, all right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, Herbs Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And don't forget to put your money where your heart is. Shop local. And I'm going to extend that to donate local. Especially when it comes to the clothes closet, right?
Yes.
And not just clothes and items and that, but we, man, when we did that little, I don't know what it was, but it was hot. It was warm. But you've got some mini splits throughout the building in that now, keeping the climate controlled a little bit.
There's only two in there right now.
There's only two. Okay.
Right now, and they're doing a good job.
That's
because
a big facility.
Well, we're not really open yet.
I understand that. But what I'm getting at is the night that we did it was like a soft opening?
Yes.
I think we generated about $12,000 in donations that night. $5,000 from Michelle Lynn. There was another donation that came in and then some various things as well. And then the 50-50.
Yes.
And nice job.
We actually did a little more than that. We had Campbell Ready Mix. They donated $5,000.
Just rolling
London,
right along with your
yes,
little idea, aren't
London
you?
London Bridge Resort donated $5,000.
Holy moly.
A private donor donated $5,000. Michelle Lynn donated $5,000.
All on that night?
Yes.
Oh, so I must have, I know I didn't leave early.
Well,
I wasn't privy to all the donations.
Yes, and then we just received about 4 months ago, we received a $7,000 donation to help finish our flooring.
That's crazy. So tell me about this idea. You came to us about, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago. I was just starting back on the show, and you said, I have this idea. I'm looking for a building. You found the building. But the idea was to help the some of the homeless and more underprivileged population in Lake Havasu City. Tell us about the idea, where how the Clothes Closet was born.
Actually, the Clothes Closet was born back in 2010. It's been around a long time. And in 2014, we formed our nonprofit. And I have been in and out of buildings.
I was going to say, where did it run then?
Well, back in 2010, I ran out of my garage. Then, from my garage, it went to McCulloch Mini Storage. I had 10 6x10 storage units. One was a woman's room, men's room, teen room, prom room, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Holy cow.
Yes, they donated those units for us. And then from there, we went to the Swanson Avenue, which was actually Brad Meal's building, and he let us stay in there for 3 years. And then they sold it, and so we had to move out. And that's when I actually got my nonprofit back in 2014. And then we were going in and out of buildings because we don't charge for our services at all. And I work 60, 70 hours a week in my own business, so it was very hard for us to keep up. And then my husband had cancer in that time again, and then I ended up with cancer,
right.
And then I was going to actually close it up after I was done with cancer, because we lost the place we were in again, and I put it in storage unit, and I prayed with my pastor, nobody else knew, prayed, and if nothing happens, I was just going to close it up, because God had another plan for me and somewhere else where I needed to go. And a month later, someone came up and bought me that building.
That's crazy.
But that's not only the best part.
Really?
All the contractors have been donating their time and materials. They probably put $250,000 in that building to get it up to code. We just replace everything like for like with new stuff. Everything is new. This community has been absolutely amazing, stepping up to the plate. And we're so close to opening up right now, it's not even funny. It's like, whew.
But what I was surprised to find, Christine, was that the building is in different, it's not just clothes. It's
no.
In different sections, there's different assets.
Yes.
For those people.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Okay, well.
Take me through the building visually on the radio.
All right, visually. You're going to walk in. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to walk in. We're going to have a store in the very front. The store is going to be all hope and inspirational items. It's going to be like a Christian part. All the money raised in that store is staying there. All the money goes to the Clothes Closet to keep the Clothes Closet running.
Operations.
Yes. What's really funny is if we would have received used stuff, we could have sold it and kept all the money. But since I'm buying stuff and selling stuff, I had to open up a whole new LLC for the front, which is really stupid because it's going right to the Clothes Closet. It's actually part of the Clothes Closet. And because I didn't want it to look like a secondhand store. And when you walk in, I wanted people that are going through trials and tribulations, you want the peace. You want to walk into a building and just have peace that, yeah, here, I can get help.
Yeah, well said.
Okay. So that is going to be in the very front. And then also we're going to have a area where we're going to serve free coffees, teas, fruits, vegetables, and
water.
We're going to hopefully, water. Yeah, water is a big thing.
Right.
And we're going to try to work with several restaurants to serve maybe a daily hot meal every day. And it's for anybody. It's not just for the homeless. We're helping the people with a hand up. We're helping people before they spiral down into homelessness. That's where we want to catch them. And then I'll have my little office over there. And then if you go out to the side door, you're going to have a Serenity Garden, which is going to be where people can sit and talk and you know, maybe mentory to each other, somebody that's feeling down that can talk with somebody. And then if you go inside, in the center is going to be a meeting room, basically. We're going to have computers in there. We're going to have a school in there, but it's not a school like I'm trying to take over the school system. It's called Grad Solutions, and what it is it's a computer online school for people that just can't do school, that literally can't do school. They do one class at a time, and at the end, you get a high school diploma, not a GED, and what's really honest, oh my gosh, this is amazing, they get a mentor to help them through.
Do you have to pay for that? Who pays for that?
No, the Grad Solutions came down here. We already got the 10 laptops. So as soon as we get in the building and get open, then we will get started on that. And I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get some retired teachers to come in and help these students with their math and English. I know they're going to have online school, but sometimes it's nice to have someone...
A tutor
there to help them get through the class. And it's more of a positive source. It's more of, oh my gosh, you got 10% of this classroom done. You got 10% here. You only got... this much more. You can do this. And then they finish that class, and then they go on to the next class, and then they go on to the next class. And then when they're all done, they get their high school diploma. And what's awesome about it is it's free up to, I think, age 20. Okay. And then after 20, all the way up to 65, it costs like $89 a month. But what's really nice is we're going to try to work with United Way, and we're going to get scholarships. Because somebody that's just coming out of rehab and wants to get their life in order, no matter how old they are, and they want to get a high school diploma.
Or they don't have that GED or high school diploma, and they just got out of rehab, and what are their opportunities?
Options. Yeah.
And they don't have any.
Right. And so what we want to do is try to get those scholarships going. Once we get in the building, that's something more I'm going to address. And so we can help pay for these. So, because, if somebody's coming out of rehab, they don't have those kind of funds.
But tell me, this is all news to me, folks, because, I don't remember this part of the presentation. So this is all new. This part, we were talking about job training and resume building and that sort of thing. But this is developed into an online, an online option for education.
Yes.
So who's eligible for this?
Anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody. But under 20,
it's
20
free.
Would be free, yeah.
But over 20, it's a monthly fee.
Right.
Like I said, we're hoping to get scholarships to be able to, when someone gets clean, we want to keep them positive. We want to keep them from falling back into whatever they were in.
Keep them from being hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I completely understand. So, but then you go back even further into the building, and there's washing machines and dryers.
Yes, we will have washing machines and dryers, but we're not finished.
Not that you will have. You already do have.
Well,
don't
we're all plumbed. We're
okay.
all plumbed.
Oh, I got you.
Well, we put that in with the a grant we're waiting for. So
so many things going on. I can't keep it straight.
Well,
I don't know how you do.
The meeting room, that's not the only thing we're done in the meeting room. The meeting room...
Oh, we're not done there.
No. We're hoping to work with the handicap community and... Cindy, who works with me, her son is handicapped, so she's in that.
Great kid, by the way.
I know. He is awesome.
Yeah.
I just love Al. I love him, love him. So we're hoping to be able to bring them on board in there, because Kmart closed, and Kmart is where they used to hire them.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping that...
There's Kmart, Bash's, and a couple other stores. Yeah.
Yes, so we're hoping to bring them in by us, and then the higher functioning ones help us in the store and that kind of stuff, and then have the meeting room. And it's all Cindy's idea. Cindy's already working with them, so it's been really nice. So in the meeting room, we're hoping to be able to have karaoke, game night, and stuff for them in there.
How do people find your organization, though?
Word of mouth.
Don't you get referrals from Haven or other places like that?
Yes. And word of mouth.
So word hits the street, and then I get it. Yeah,
yes,
nothing like word of mouth.
Yes, it's crazy. We get a lot of phone calls, and it's going to be so much easier when we're in one spot. Right now, we're working out of Salvation Army, and we're working out of storage units, and we're working out of the building. And once the shelving is done in the big unit in the clothes closet room itself, which is awesome. Home Depot step up to the plate, and they're going to help us do the shelving the week of the 16th. And then we have a local church that's looking at helping us pay for the lumber. And Home Depot's given us a really, really good deal. And I'm talking, they've been really awesome working with us with free toilets and anything that we need. They've been helping us out.
So where are you at in the inspection process and all that for the building itself, for where you can open the building? Do we know that yet?
Yeah, we're good.
I mean, how's the roof?
Last time
you were here, the roof was... We're waiting to repair the roof.
Oh, gosh, the roof got Amerilasted.
How did that happen? What?
Amerilasted. We Amerilasted the roof.
What does that mean?
It's this thick coating that goes on the top because the new roof went
Roofers out there right now are laughing at us.
I know, probably. I know. We needed a new roof, and the original quote was like $15,000, but then when COVID hit and all the prices went up, it went up to $28,000, and we had no funds to be able to do $28,000 new roof, and that was the only thing that was holding us up, right? So, you know what? God provided another way. Somebody came up and said, you know what? We can Amerilast this roof, and it'll last 10 years before you have to redo it again. And plus, we took all the air conditioners off the top of the roof, and we're putting split systems in it, so there's nothing heavy on the roof anymore. And
it's all ground-based.
And it only cost it $5,000 time we were done Amerilasting because we put a really heavy coat on it. And yeah, the time we were done. So we were able to keep moving forward and keep moving.
Nicely done. So how many people do you serve, say, a month or a year? That are regulars for the clothes closet.
Well, back in the day when I had the building, when I was renting, we would see 70 people in one day.
70 a day?
That was back, well, we only were open twice a week, back when I was on the Swanson address. And so, but now that we are kind of all over the place, we probably serve an average, I want to say 90 to 110 a month.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But
that's a lot when you add those up for grants. That's a lot of money. So tell me about, Lisa kind of let the cat out of the bag in the first half of the hour. Tell me about Havasu Hope. I wanted to save it for you. She started to tell me all about it. And I'm like, no. We have Christine coming on. Our guest, by the way, is Christine Watson Buntemeyer. She's the founder of the Havasu Clothes Closet. Right?
The Clothes Closet, Inc.
Or the Clothes Closet, Inc.
I know. It's so many names.
No, I just... there's one in Laughlin, or there used to be anyway, and I always want to... You know, it's called the Laughlin Clothes Closet.
Oh,
or
nice.
The Community Clothes Closet. So I always want to add another word onto it. But anyway, tell me about Havasu Hope.
Well, Havasu Hope is going to be the building name. Help Our People Excel. We started working with United Way when we got this building. And so they're putting together a computer system, so when someone comes in, we can log them in, find out what services they're getting. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to help these people that keep trying to need help. So sometimes there's an underlining circumstances on why they're needing help, whether they're just lazy and don't want to work, or if there's an incident that they don't know how to do a budget. They don't know how to, you know.
Life skills.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking. Life skills. So we're hoping that we can be able to help people get these life skills. We had a family, that didn't have life skills and were taught life skills by someone in this community.
Okay.
And now this family is living in a house and they're self-sufficient. Oh, they have a car, they're working, and they're awesome now.
They get it.
Somebody, it took someone 8 months to hold their hand to teach them how to have life skills. And so sometimes people just need help. They're not taught this in their families, which for me is totally, I just don't understand, because I can't believe people aren't taught this, but I know it's out there that people aren't. Not everybody was raised in a family that.
Right. So much for Do Not Disturb on my phone, right?
Oh, that works. That was a nice song, though.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
A little AC/DC for the ringtone. All right. So if people want to get a hold of you and help the building, Havasu Hope, and the organization, the Clothes Closet, Inc.
I know.
See, I was listening. Tell them how they can get a hold of you.
They can call me at my actual office at Printed Havasu. It's 928-505-0451. Again, that's 928-505-0451. And if you want to get a hold of the Clothes Closet because somebody needs clothes or wants to drop off clothes or anything, but business part, call me. And the other part, call 928-230-3113.
That's a lot of numbers. Oh, yes. Get the...
fundraiser.
You have a fundraiser.
Yes, we have a fundraiser coming up. The Women's Council of Realtors. is going to present Raining Men Fashion Show, and it's going to be February 10th at 3:30 till 6, and the show, the fashion show, will begin promptly at 4:30. And if you have any questions or would like to go to this fundraiser, we're actually partnering with them, and you can contact Allison at 928-486-8776.
Raining Men Fashion Show.
Yeah.
Can't imagine what song they're going to be playing there.
It's going to be fun.
All right. Thanks, Christine. We appreciate it. Again, thank it's you. 928-505-0451. That's the one number I caught to get a hold of Christine Watson Buntemeyer. And it's all about the clothes closet, helping people out.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
By the way, if you were looking for Brian Springberg today, Brian will be back in 2 weeks. To assume his normal duties. Not sure where Brian is. It's kind of a extended New Year's thing. There you go. Thanks, Christine, for being here.
Thank you for having me so much, as always.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us for a final shot. All right, back on Speak Out. Don't forget, after news and a short break, the Real Estate Power Hour 2.0. Boom! With Chad Hansen and Terry Sponder. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Sam Scarmardo, first show of the year with Sammy the Shooter. And who knows what Sam's going to say tomorrow. We're going to talk about the election, of course. All right, stay with us. Speak Out 2.0 after news and a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.